tweet at TodaySOR.
Brendan in Cork says his local corner shop has loads of flour at the same price of local supermarkets who have none at all. I'm doing all my shopping in the corner store for the foreseeable, says Brendan. Another one, I phoned my local Centra to save my children coming with food. I rang and they said they would take the order in 20 minutes and they did. And then the delivery was the same day at 5 o'clock. Brilliant service for the over 70s, says Ruth. Another one though, shop local, my rare end, €7 for hand wipes. Now, 51551 for your texts, and you might have one about how to look after your cat or dog, because as if worrying about each other isn't stressful enough right now, pet owners are concerned about how best to care for their animals at this time when both social distancing and top-notch hygiene are entirely unfamiliar concepts to our furry pals. For more, I am joined on the line by Corina Fitzsimons from the Dogs Trust and by Claire Mead from Cork Cat Hospital. Morning to you both. Corina, we've all had to drastically change our lives and routines. What has this meant for our canine friends? Do they like having their owners around them 24/7?
I don't think they could be any happier if they tried at the moment. They're absolutely relishing in all the company they have at the moment. But I suppose a lot of people now have had to restrict their walks to within 2 kilometres of their homes. So what we're saying is, if you live in a multi-person household, each adult member of the house can walk your dog and take it in turns to walk them, but at the moment you need to keep them on lead, and obviously you need to practice social distancing. So if you have that restriction and your dog is used to longer walks, there's plenty of things you can do inside the home, and also you can vary your walk. You can bring them to, you know, take different routes, and if you get them interested in different things, and the main thing really is to let them sniff. Dogs love to sniff, and it's actually really good for lowering their heart rate and for stress for dogs. So anything you can do that gets your dog sniffing, they will be delighted with.
Right. Now, anybody over 70 who has a dog, they can't even go the 2 kilometres if they're keeping the rules right now. So what are the best ways of keeping the dog happy, or at least as unhappy as possible?
Well, the best thing to do if you're self-isolating or you're cocooning is to try and make alternative arrangements for someone to look after your dog until you feel better or until you're allowed to go back outside again so the dog can continue on with their normal exercise routine. Now, this may not be possible for everyone, so there's actually lots you can do to keep your dogs happy and healthy inside in your own home. One of the things you can do is to make DIY dog toys, and we actually have lots of videos to show you how to do that on our website, dogstrust.ie. But newspaper is really, really handy, and most people have it readily available at home. And you can make little treat parcels or scrunch it up or rip it up and add it to a box. And if you add in some dog treats or some of your dog's food, they can sniff it out. Another simple thing you can do is to hide some of your dog's favourite treats around the house and just see how quickly they can find it. And you can play their favourite game like catch or fetch or tug of war. And you can also teach them simple new tricks. Again, we've videos on our website. And I suppose a really important thing as well to note is that when we do all go back to normal, dogs are going to have to get used to us not being around so much. So it's try and stick to their routine where at all possible, and maybe even make them a little doggy den, because they do sleep a lot during the day, up to 14 hours sometimes. So it's important that they also get to rest properly as well, because that helps with their behaviour as well.
Yeah, Claire Mead of Cork Cat Hospital. I suppose, you know, all a cat needs for entertainment is a ball of wool.
Yeah, well, cats are certainly very different to dogs when it comes to their distinct personalities. Cats are naturally solitary and naturally self-reliant animals, and that does make them a whole lot easier to manage during the lockdown for everybody. At the same time, the cats really do appreciate human company enormously, so the cats are delighted to have the owners at home working as well. However, they're less likely to suffer when the owners go back home. One of the tips for people who are working from home is try not to change the routine for your cat, because the cat will become very insistent on regular interactions if you start introducing it from the first day working at home.
Like what?
So do try to keep the routine as similar as possible.
Yeah, but I mean, what kind of attention would a cat expect if the owner's around maybe more frequently or for longer periods?
But one of the big challenges for people working at home is they're often working from the computer, and anybody who owns a cat knows that there's only one place a cat likes to sit, near a computer, which is right on the keyboard. So it does certainly place some challenges on home workers.
I could well believe it. Not having a cat, I can only imagine what it must be like. So I'm wondering as well, though, Claire, to what extent do cats and our dogs, and Claire can come back in on this one, do they pick up on their owners' anxieties or stress?
Well, cats are fantastic observers of human behaviour, and they are very responsive to their owner's moods. Again, one of the very important things for cats is positive and consistent interactions, and we're all using a lot of energy at home to try to be positive and consistent with one another, and we're now going to ask you to extend that to your pets as well. And it is a challenge when everyone is locked up in the house. Cats are very good at avoiding negative feelings and negative emotions, so the cat will often distance themselves from you if they feel that the tension is mounting. Dogs, on the other hand, might have a little bit more of a tendency to try to stay with you, but cats are natural avoiders of any negative interaction, so they'll probably leave you, but they will pick up on it. The main thing is, as much as you can, the positive and consistent interactions, and then also playing with your cat enormously reduces stress in the house. But they would be aware of it, and they're really, really helpful to help us to reboot and live in the moment. So all pets really bring that to our lives. They help us to sit down and reboot and, you know, have a positive interaction during the day.
What do you say to that, Claire?
Yeah, the same with dogs. Whenever an owner is upset or their mood changes, they try and comfort them. So like Claire was saying there, if you're working and your dog gets into the habit of coming over and nudging your hand for a rub or for some interactions, they will bring that on longer. And you know, some owners may have noticed that dinner time, dogs are trying to make dinner time happen more frequently and earlier. So some people might start it off with their dog, dinner time is 5 o'clock, and that's now 4:45 and getting to 4:30. So the main thing really is to try and keep the routine as normal as possible, and to encourage your dog not to be too reliant on your attention when you're at home, so they can cope better when you won't be in the future. And so allow your dog to spend a period of time without being in your company, even if this is they're downstairs and you're upstairs. Obviously, if there's children around, you always have to, you know, supervise the interactions, and give your dog plenty of activities to keep them occupied so they can do things on their own that they don't necessarily need to be in the same room with you.
Clare Mead in Cork Cat Hospital, how's business there at the moment? I presume there are no elective procedures going on, or what's the story?
That's right. We've gotten very strong guidelines from our organisations, and we really are here for cats and dogs, of course, and all animals across the country. Vets are continuing to work and offer full services to the community where required. We are reducing anything routine, and we have an excellent list of kind of triage questions that we ask owners when they ring to try and help the owner make the decision as to whether the cat or dog needs to be seen. But up and down the country, vets are continuing to work every day and be available. And I suppose it's a good opportunity to remind people that your vet is just a small local business person. We don't receive a normal time, we don't receive any supplementation to provide services, and like all other small businesses, our daily turnover has been massively affected by this. That doesn't stop vets up and down the country providing services where required. And just to remind people, it is a 24-hour service that we provide.
Yeah, and just a quick question. Una and Claire says her cat has an injury, has not put her weight on the back left paw for 8 days now. What can I do? I'm cocooning.
Well, many local vets are also offering added services. The most important thing is to make contact with her local and regular vet and ask the vet if there's any possibility that the cat can be collected. We're collecting cats, and also we are doing the isolation within the practice, but you can arrange for a cat or a relation to collect the cat who is already in his box outside of your home, and then that person will bring the cat to the vet, or perhaps the vet or the nurse will collect the cat and bring them back to your home again and leave them outside the door with instructions and medication. And so if you phone your local vet, you'll find that we really have adapted to try and assist people in these difficult circumstances.
Another listener wondering, Karina, about maintaining social distancing when walking the dog. What about the problems that might throw up?
Well, actually, at the moment, if you live anywhere near a business park or an industrial estate, they're actually quite empty, so they're perfect places to walk your dog, because there's no harm in saying to people, you know, please don't pet my dog, because although pets can't transmit COVID-19, we are recommending that everyone wash their hands after interacting with their pets and ask other people not to pet other people's pets. It is difficult if you're out walking and you're on a footpath. We don't want anyone stepping out into oncoming traffic and injuring themselves. So try and walk at times that you think might be quieter. And if there's anywhere in your 2 kilometre radius that you think there won't be many people around, try and go there instead.
Okay, another one. I have a long-haired dachshund who used to have the odd howl at the moon, but since lockdown, these happen every day, at least once, maybe twice. When someone drops something at my door, she gets really excited at the thought of a visitor. Could she possibly be missing visits from my family and especially my grandchildren, who she loves? She still gets a short walk every day, says Ger. Karina?
Yeah, dogs react to any change in their routine. So again, the tips we have on our website, dogstrust.ie, and all those little brain activities for dogs, you need to keep them mentally stimulated as well as physically. And no matter how short a walk you can bring your dog on, they will just appreciate getting outside and being allowed to sniff. If you stand in your front garden and sprinkle some kibble or some treats in the grass, they go around and sniff that. There's so many things you can do, and we literally have a list on our website of loads of activities to keep your dog occupied during this troubling time.
Okay, look, my thanks to you both. That's Karina Fitzsimons from Dogs Trust and Claire Mead from Cork Cat Hospital. That is almost our lot for today. Just some news headlines. Over 500,000 people were receiving some form of social welfare income support by the end of March, according to the latest live register figures from the CSO. Over 283,000 people were receiving the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment introduced on the 16th of March. The Chief Executive of the Health Service Executive, Paul Reid, says the HSE is involved in a chase around the world for reagents, which are essential for COVID-19 testing. On this programme, he said some testing will be done abroad, with the focus on priority groups such as healthcare workers and patients in hospitals. And in Spain, 950 people have died in the past 24 hours, with the total there now passing 10,000. That's our lot for today. Thank you for listening. The programme produced by Deirdre Lyon, Research Amy Ryan, Broadcast Coordinator Geraldine Collins on Sound, Tommy O'Sullivan. Over now to Ronan.